Welcome to the Growing in Grace audio blog. My name is James Williams, and I hope you enjoy today's episode entitled, Born This Way. A common argument used to justify certain lifestyles or behaviors is to say, I was born this way. Many who struggle with anger issues testify that they've done so from a young age. Those who constantly struggle with anxiety say that's just their personality. People who claim to be homosexual or transgender often say they've known that since they were young. I've recently heard stories where pedophiles claim their attractions are natural to who they are and therefore should be accepted. The argument is that since they've been born with these desires, they must be natural and right. If God does all things well, why would He give them sinful desires? Almost any kind of behavior becomes justified because it's considered part of the person's identity, and to call such behavior evil is considered a personal attack. Are people born with certain proclivities? If so, does a natural desire or disposition justify acting on any sort of behavior? What has God revealed in His Word concerning this? Are natural desires always good? Culture teaches us to follow our natural desires because they define who we are as a person. They show us the true us. To reject such desires denies our very identity, but this assumes that our natural desires are always good and right. Scripture teaches that we are not born pure or innocent. Yes, external influences may play a major role in who we become, but we are born with a corrupt human nature that will show itself in sinful desires. Not everyone struggles with the same sin, but we all struggle. In his famous prayer of repentance, David declares, quote, I was brought forth in my iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me, end quote. We are told in Jeremiah that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? Before getting to the beautiful truths in verses 4 through 10, Paul tells the Ephesians the bad news, quote, And you were dead in the trespasses and sin in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passion of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, end quote. God's original creation was good, but sin entered the world and corrupted humanity and all creation. We are sinful from birth and must realize that just because we have certain desires doesn't make them right. To say God created me this way rejects what God has revealed to us in His Word about our fallen and depraved human nature. We are a cursed people living in a cursed world with a sinful nature that continually leads us astray. If we always follow our natural desires, we will live a life of chaos, destruction, and selfishness. We won't seek the good of our neighbor, and we will wreak havoc in the lives of those we love most. Destructive desires. Since we are born with a sinful nature, we can't justify any behavior simply because it's natural. The only way we can know if our desires are good or evil, helpful or harmful, is to evaluate them according to God's Word. Perhaps we will find some desires are good. Perhaps others are wrong or sinful. However, just because we have specific desires doesn't make them right. One born with an addictive personality can't justify their behavior and the harm they bring because they are born that way. A person who battles with lust for someone other than their spouse can't say, "That's just who I am." Someone with anger issues, homosexual desires, natural insubordination, or gender dysphoria may have had those desires for most of their life, but that doesn't make any of them holy or righteous. Many families have faced tremendous difficulty because of a father's addiction to alcohol. Imagine looking in the tearful eyes of the young children who have experienced pain and trauma because of their father and telling them, "It's okay, he was just born that way." Nobody would agree such behavior is right, even if they should find an alcoholic gene. Most would agree that instead of accepting such behavior, the father needs to battle his addiction and fight his desire for his own good, the good of his children, and the good of society. God does not commend our natural desires as pure and right. He actually commands us to fight against them rather than gratify or excuse them. Galatians 5:16 and 17, quote, But I say, Walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to one another." End quote. The danger of following our flesh is eternal damnation. Galatians 5, 19 and 21, quote, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." End quote. Divine assistance. God doesn't just tell us our desires are wrong and leave us feeling condemned and hopeless. No, He's a loving Father who provides divine assistance when we trust Him and strive to walk in obedience. However, this begins with confessing the sinfulness of our desires and turning away from them, repentance. If we justify our sin and choose to live according to our sinful desires, we won't experience the goodness of God's mercy. Our own conscience will testify against us, and Satan will continually remind us of our shortcomings, causing us to wallow in guilt and shame. But if we, like the prodigal son, turn from our sin and run to the Father, He will receive us even though we don't deserve it. He will give us the Helper, who begins the process to change our desires to look more like Him and reflect His glory. This won't be a fast process, nor will it be an easy process, but it can be done by God's power working through a willing vessel. Hope for victory. I know for many of you, it seems impossible. You think there's no way you can overcome your desires. Your addictions overwhelm you, and you know you can't change yourself. You feel condemned, worthless, and confused. You're stuck in a pit that you can't climb out of, and you're too ashamed to turn to God or His people. The accuser whispers in your ear that you are too sinful and messed up, but God can redeem the vilest of sinners. Let me encourage you to run to the open arms of your Father who receives His prodigal child back home. Turn from your sin, for it will never bring you the happiness it promises. Flee to Christ, who loves you so much He died to save you. Submit to the Holy Spirit as He changes your desires to reflect God's holiness. We were born in sin with corrupt desires that wage war against us and wreak havoc in our lives, but God doesn't just leave us there. By God's grace, we can be redeemed and renewed by God's resurrection power when we repent and believe. Rather than following our natural desires, which leads to eternal death, we can become a new creation in Christ. We were born already dead in our sin, but God has the power to make dry bones live. So rather than finding our identity in our desires, rather than being enslaved to our flesh, we can be free in Christ. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. Thank you for listening to the Growing in Grace podcast. I pray this episode served you well. If so, consider sharing on social media or leaving a rating on iTunes so that others might be encouraged as well. May God strengthen you this week as you continue to grow in grace.